My name is Don Schulman. I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a first dynamic society, and that is why I like it.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Chips with Everything, the British music show, and I'm the host, Quentin.
And I'm the carver of the roast beef that is the opinions and music. I'm Dave.
Yeah.
How you doing? How are you doing?
The carver of the roast beef. We were just talking about bacon and eggs not half an hour ago. Something going on here.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Oh.
No,
can somebody bring us some food?
Yeah. No chicken wings.
We'll be here for 1 hour playing British music. No chicken wings. I think that's all that's out there today, man.
Yeah.
24 cent wings.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to be playing British music for the next hour. It's good as we can get it.
Freeze dried?
Which isn't
fair
bad.
Trade. It's not bad. It's good.
Yeah, yeah. It's fair trade Britpop Squire. Now what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to have, let's see what's lined up for this show. Reverend in the Makers, B.A. Robertson, Sick Boy.
Nice. Is Sick Boy named after the character from...
I think so. Huh. This is the opening track, though. It's a band called Ebony Bones, Don't Fart on My Heart.
Trying to fly. Find a good job. Hey, you're just too fucking Always covered by the safety pin. Oh, where will the dimple be?
Where will it be?
Every night we stay at home, my love and me alone, making wishes over dishes in the sink. Will our bundle full of joy be a darling girl or boy? Will the booties be a baby blue or pink? On the baby's knuckle or the baby's knee, oh, where will the baby's dimple be? Baby's cheek or baby's chin? Seems to me it'll be a sin if it's always covered by the safety pin. Oh, where will the dimple be?
Where will it be?
Now I wake up every night with such an appetite. Eat a chocolate pie topped off with sauerkraut. Then I put some records on, munch on crackers until dawn, and just sit around all night and try to guess. On the baby's knuckle or the baby's knee, oh, where will the baby's dimple be? Baby's cheek or baby's chin? Seems to me it'll be a sin if it's always covered by the safety pin. Oh, where will the dimple be?
Where will it be?
While I play the clinging vine, I watch that love of mine building cradles while I'm pecking at his cheek. Not just one, but two or three twins run in my family, and my cousin Jane had triplets just last week. On the baby's knuckle or the baby's knee, oh, where will the baby's dimple be? Baby's cheek or baby's chin? Seems to me it'll be a sin if it's always covered by the safety pin. Oh, where will the dimple be?
Where will the dimple be?
Where will the dimple be?
Dubbed the girl with the giggle in her voice, that's Alma Cogan. apparently one of the highest, the highest paid British female entertainer of her era, which was the 50s and early 60s.
Well, that was a... It was a tasty little tune. I think she's got a... It makes sense that she would have made a lot of money, right?
She died in 1966 when she was just young.
Oh, that's sad.
She got actually ovarian cancer when she was 34. And you can go and visit her grave at the Bushy Jewish Cemetery, which lots of people do, because she was actually extremely popular, loved entertainer at the time.
And where is that?
Where's that?
Yeah, the cemetery. I'm big into cemeteries. Père Lachaise,
it's in
Highgate. Oh.
Bushy, I think, is a neighbourhood of London. Okay. I don't know. There's a Londoner or somebody who knows London. Is there such a place as Bushy? That's one I've never heard of.
Yeah, let's see.
But that's what it says here. Mm-hmm. And there was the preceding song to that was the from Neil's heavy concept album. Mm-hmm. Neil being the character from the TV programme The Young Ones.
Let's see. I'm just trying to think of a double entendre for a neighborhood called Bushy.
Oh, it's so easy to do it.
Yeah, so...
The best call that makes a good neighborhood to Bushy.
Yeah.
Earns our kudos.
Yeah.
That's the prize, folks.
A big...
604-822-2487.
Sustainable kudo to you.
Just going to have to do the weather forecast right now. Current conditions, quite nice.
Yeah, they're coming at you courtesy of our CITR weather balloon.
It's actually a beautiful day, mainly sunny, but for tonight, -2. And on Monday, it's going to be 3 degrees.
Any snow in the...
Cloudiness, 60% chance of showers. Keep that in mind when you're leaving the house. Nobody can tell ya. There's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell ya, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone like you. Make your own kind of music. Sing your own special song. Make your own kind of music. 'Cause if nobody else sings along. Make your own kind of music. Sing.
is nice, isn't it? Getting banished at my time of life. What a way to spend an evening. Sitting on a rock in the middle of the desert with me boomerang in me hand. I should very likely get bushwhacked. Get out of it, nasty bushwhacking animal. Think I'll make a nice cup of tea. Good gracious. There goes a kangaroo. I must have a practice with me boomerang. Hitting right behind the left elbow. Now then, slowly back.
If you throw that thing at me, I'll jump right on your head.
Isn't it marvellous? Got a land full of kangaroos and I'd like to pick that one.
For three long months he sat there, or maybe it was four. Then an old man in a kangaroo skin came knocking at his door.
I'm the local witch doctor, son. They call me George Alfred Black. Now tell me, what's your trouble, boy?
Won't come back.
Your boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back. I'll wave the thing all over the place. Practice till I was black in the face. I'm a big disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back. Don't worry, boy, I know the trick, and to you I'm gonna show it. If you want your boomerang to come back, well, first you've got to throw it.
Oh, yes. Never thought of that. Daddy will be pleased. Must have a go. Excuse me. Now then, slowly back and throw.
Everyone understands house music.
Bad things happen out there.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Ready, set, on your mark. Ready, set, ready, set.
I see a little silhouette of a
things happen out there. Murders, killings, homicide. Some jungle out there.
Thank you. to rewind.
Green is go. Go with 208.
You're listening to CITR, actually 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia.
A lot of tasty stuff.
Yeah, that was... people do dance to that. We've just been watching a YouTube video of people dancing to it, so the evidence is there.
That was... what was that? That was Bohemian Crapsody?
Yeah, Bohemian Crapsody by Sick Boy. And from the album Shake Hands with a Clenched Fist. Great stuff.
Yeah. And what were you saying about Sick Boy and Shipmat? They had some connection.
I think they're on the same record label, but I'm not sure. I think Wrong Music is the name of that label, but I don't know that for sure. Before that, it was Charlie Drake with My Boomerang Won't Come Back.
Yep.
And Make Your Own Kind of Music. That I think they DJ Daydream, you know, the record here actually is a completely blank cover, except for a big smiling face on it. Check it out here.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know who that's by, but obviously it's a great song. It's a great, 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 great song.
Funny stuff.
Okay, we got some tickets to give away. This is for Cobra Starship on Sunday, February the 10th at the Plaza. And I believe that is a sold-out show already. With also We the Kings and The Cab and Metro Station as well. So if you want free tickets for this, just call in with the skill testing question.
Mm-hmm. Which is, on what coast... the Pacific or Atlantic is the chocolate starfish more common?
And the prize is two tickets for Cobra Starfish. Starfish. We'll be right back.
Kira. This is Tracy. I've been away and I've just opened up your art or arse. You be the judge. Did you do this? This kind of puerile thing.
Time for sport with Alan Partridge.
Thanks, Chris. And over at Sandown this afternoon, there was a great finish to the 3:30 Chicory Tip Incest Cup. We'll take up the race with 2 furlongs to go.
Novelty Bobble on the inside. Novelty Bobble followed by Immaculate Pasta. Christ's Chin coming up on the inside, followed by Abba the Horse and Alf Ramsey's Pawn Dungeon. Coming up the rear, Sinead O'Connor. But Novelty Bobble is holding his own with Immaculate Pasta. Christ's Chin! Christ's Chin! Abba the Horse on the inside. Small Town Gypsy Massacre gaining ground, closely followed by Epileptic Fridge Boy and Alf Ramsey's Pawn Dungeon. Breaking through there, Alf Ramsey's Pawn Dungeon. Alf Ramsey's Pawn Dungeon. Sinead O'Connor, third. But no, it seems to me that Christ's Chin and astonishing bomb queen are nowhere, because it's Small Town Gypsy Massacre, Al Ramsey's Bourne Dungeon, Sinead O'Connor. No! Christ's Chin won! I got confused!
That race was marred by an earlier incident in which champion jockey Lester Piggott fell from his horse and had to be destroyed.
My name is Don Shulman. I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a thrusting, forceful, dynamic society, and that is why I like to get away from America as often as possible. Once a year, I go to Europe to hear the music of the other languages. See, I believe you can hear the music of a language long before you are able to speak it. French, for example. Hearing French spoken, well, it's a sensual experience. Perfume, cigarette smoke on the metro, food to make love to the palate, an automobile. Automobiles as far as the eye can see.
So I was going to twat this geezer, then it turns out they're both Polish.
You're going to twat a geezer? What, were you playing the Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels video game?
Mark, it was brilliant. And then afterwards...
God, I can't really tell you.
What, did Jeff fart in a pint or something? You disgusting.
No, it was much better than that. But I can't tell you.
Oh, go on, you can tell me.
No, I can't. I really can't.
Alright, well, if I tell you, you have to absolutely promise not to tell anyone. Like, on your mum's life.
I promise on my mum's life.
Okay, well, basically, Jeff, he, not really, but a bit, got off with this girl.
He... Oh, my God! I've hit the mother load! This is what I've been waiting for! I can really fuck him with this!
No, Mark, I only told you for a laugh, so that we can have a laugh. It's all a great big laugh. You promised not to tell.
Hitler promised not to invade Czechoslovakia, Jeremy. Welcome to the real world.
But what about your mum's life?
What about it? What does that even mean? What are you going to do, kill her?
Mark, please don't do this. Jeff's my mate. We've got a bond.
Oh, right. So who's your real best mate, Jeremy? Me or Jeff?
You don't have to ask that, Mark. That's obvious. Didn't actually have to say. Don't even have to decide in my own head if I don't want to. Nope, I don't think I'm going to. My brain can't make me. So there.
The good old swinging shepherd blues that will remain, eternally remind you that you're in Canada.
Yeah, that it does.
I know, that's why I like to stick on the swinging shepherd blues now and again for that purpose. Mm. That was the track before that was by The Men. it's a good name, eh?
Yeah.
The Men. I Don't Depend on You. I think that came out in 79, actually, that track. Actually, the Human League in disguise before the women joined.
Right. Nice one.
Yeah, it was definitely a nice one. And then B.A. Robertson with Cool in the Caftan. That was a big hit, I think, in the same year. And The Head Coats with Art or Arse. Did you like that one? We didn't discuss it. Did you hear that one? Or was that when you were outside feeding the donkey?
Yeah, I think that's when I was adjusting the porpoise.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll tell you about it later.
Great.
It was a fabulous experience, but it was The Head Coats from album called Hendrix Is Not the Only Musician, for which we can all unanimously agree.
Yeah.
That does make sense. Art or arse. The one thing about the head coach, right? This guy's actually a pretty cool guy in the head coach. I should tell you about him. He's Billy Childish. He's probably the ultimate garage musician. You know, he's cut, I don't know, over 100 albums with all kinds of bands.
100?
Yeah. He just churns them out. He brings out 7 or 8 albums a year sometimes.
Jeez.
And has been since about 1977 or something.
Huh.
The head coach, the milkshakes, the Pop Rivets, a whole bunch of bands, but 5 or 6 different bands or solos or various versions. But he actually dated Tracy Emin, the young British artist, you know, the contemporary of Damien Hirst.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess they had an acrimonious breakup.
Oh, yeah.
And now he is opposed to art. Right? He's got this art revolution thing. He likes figurative art and doesn't like
his ex's stuff.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. You know, like
oh boy.
When you put you erect a tent in the art gallery and you write the name of all the women that you've slept with, or all the guys you've slept with on the inside of it, and
right.
then that's the art. He doesn't like that. Right. So that's one of his songs about that.
Mm.
And he has an anti-stuckist movement. Oh, wait, no, stuckist? Maybe he is a stuckist. No, he's a stuckist, that right. He's a stuckist.
What's a stuckist?
Which is a term he's coined. We should check this out. We should have done a bit more research on exactly what it is. My general impression is that it's people like him who are opposed to modern art.
So they're happy to be...
Of a particular kind.
So they're happy to be stuck in the past? So they're stuckists?
I think so.
Something
maybe
like
that's
that.
What it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll find out more.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Black Devil Disco Club, and I'm actually late for the party with this band, I'm sad to say, but I'm catching up. Here it is. CITR 101.9 FM. It's 12 minutes to 6, and you're listening to Chips with Everything, the British Music Show. That was Reverend and the Makers.
Raucous stuff.
It's raucous. What other raucous, man? From that, you'd think, you know, gas masks, suit trousers with knee protectors over the top, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I think there's a standard indie rock look.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad.
No truth in packaging.
I know. No kimonos. No, you know, lightning bolt face paint.
Right.
They're actually quite boring looking, I'm sad to say, because it's one of this is like one of the I do kind of like that this band. The album's no snaybad.
Yeah.
It's no bad at all. Before that, much better though, in my opinion. The Black Devil Disco Club. In Dub is the name of the album, and as the name does suggest, dub versions of the stuff that they was on their earlier album called 28 Forever.
Great stuff.
That one was that, on
that
just
was
fit.
That was beautiful.
I do love the old electro throb disco beat, man.
Yeah.
Possibly 127 Disco Heaven. I think so.
Yeah, the classic the classic beats per minute that disco is famous for.
Yeah, yeah. So good. Yeah.
Were there any, do you know, I think you were talking about during the break, you were talking about ABBA, some ABBA tunes.
I think Dancing Queen goes at that speed. Mm. It's all about just getting it right when it comes to DISCO. Anyway, that's that. It's 10 to 6. Queer FM's going to be coming up.
Disco Dango.
When the blue-haired one arrives, that's what we call her. She just doesn't actually have blue hair, but Heather is her name, and she's the host, and it will be 2 solid hours of
news, views, music, culture
for the queer community and anyone else. And at 8 o'clock, it's a noop with
Rhythms India.
So it's the pop music of the Indias with Maxwell at 9.
Yeah,
is it 9? He's on. Oh, Maxie, Maxie boy.
He's coming back. He's coming back. He's going to tuck you all
much
in.
Much loved and respected.
Going to tuck you in at 9 o'clock, and then. At 10, you got DJ Smiley Mike doing Transcendence, followed by, you know, various good programming that you get at this place.
Yeah, it's awesome, yeah. CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC. It's been a quiet day on campus.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Who knows?
Maybe it's the nice weather. People want to get out.
Yeah, naturally. Yeah. Naturally.
Thank you. this is real.
More like it. Great. Psychedelia. Colours. Oh, yeah, this is really good music for your head, right? It's like cleansing music. It's so there. Hey, anyone, lie on the floor, right, and close your eyes. Yeah. Don't turn out the lights, you know, in case someone, like, treads on you. This is brilliant. I could listen to this kind of music for ages and not get bored. It is quite boring, isn't it? Yeah, it doesn't change much, does it? In fact, I hope it finishes soon. Actually, it's making me feel quite sick. Oh, no, hang on, I think you've got it on the wrong speed. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, I think you've got it on the wrong speed.
No, put it back. No, slow it down. It was on the right speed. No, get it back to normal. No, it's much too fast.
That's too fast. No, right. Oh, that's my thing. Oh, that is horrible. I'm feeling really dizzy now. Hey, what was that? Oh, no, hang on. Somebody scratched the record. Oh, there's another one. Oh, look, who scratched the record? You bloody bastards. I mean, I've only spent, like, you know, most of my life, like, making this record, and you don't even take care of it. Oh, no, there's a blob of peanut butter coming up now. Someone spilt peanut butter on the record. Oh, no, here it comes. It's coming round. Here it comes. Oh no, look, it's the big black skatey bit now.
That was good old Neil from the Heavy Concept album, of course, Cosmic Jam.
Love him.
Good old Neil. It's too bad he only cut that one album. The musicians that he used on that album were, a lot of it was put together by Dave Stewart, but not the one who's in the Eurythmics.
Oh.
The other one who's in, I think, Traffic and Caravan, maybe. If there's a taxi driver out there that knows these things, give us a ring. 822-2487.
Traffic and Caravan.
Yeah. I think so.
No things like Toll Booth?
No Toll Booth.
Or?
No.
Okay. Just Traffic, Caravan, Toll Booth. thought it might be a free association game rather than a series of bands, that's all.
Can ear.
Yeah.
Before that, it was...
Some of the finest stuff.
Some of the finest acid.
Yeah, acid. Acid Man was
acid
the tune.
Acid Man. Acid Man by Jolly Roger.
Yeah.
A hit single, actually. Shockingly, that had actually cracked the top 10 in the UK in 1988.
Well, that was so a great one, though.
One of the all-time greats.
Yeah.
Acid Man. Acid Man. Acid Man.
Acid Man.
And that's basically it. It's 1 minute to six.
Good.
Yeah. Speed the parting guest, so we'll get out of here as soon as we can.
Yeah.
In 1 minute time, I'm sure Heather will be here with like tons and tons of great stuff for Queer FM.
Which she usually serves up with a liberal dose of interviews.
And
facts,
honey.
Figures and honey. Yeah.
Honey to help the medicine go down. And we'll be back in 2 weeks' time with more Chips with Everything. Next week should be DJ Crass rocking the decks with Saint-Tropez, which is basically international pop music from Europe, French stuff, techno-y things, stuff she likes.
Nice.
A